You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
tight. Inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline to welcome on Anthony Castrovince, MLB.com writer and MLB Network contributor. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, unfortunately, no one rings a bell at the bottom. We can only assess the rock bottom, a month or so later. We can look back on it. But right now, it feels like there is no bottom with this offense.
Anthony, if we start putting together the org chart of blame here for the Guardians, who is at the top?
Oh, man. Yeah, I hate to play that game. It's kind of, when it goes this bad, there's a lot of reasons it goes this bad. And you can go all the way to the top, you know, with the lack of investment in a team that shockingly made the ALCS last year with, I would say, a bad offense. And then, you know, because their hands were tied financially, they weren't in a great position to go out and augment that offense. But then I think the front office made it even harder on themselves with, you know, with their approach to the offseason, where they looked diminished offensively in light of the decisions they made. So, you know, it goes from there. And then you get into the weeds of, you know, just development. You know, they're continuing struggle to develop hitters at the major league level and, you know, coming up into the system to be able to contribute at the major league level. You know, there's a lot of people involved in that, obviously, and the players themselves, you know, there's guys who've underperformed as well. So, you know, there's not any one finger to point, unfortunately, but, you know, this losing streak is really, you could kind of see it coming in that where the run differential was, you know, a couple weeks ago. They had kind of played above their level in terms of what they were doing offensively. They had more wins than you would expect, given the offensive contributions or lack thereof. But now it's all kind of caught up with them, and it's really a tough watch when that happens.
Why is it you feel like that they just can't develop hitters at this point, and so they don't have enough offense? But it feels like in the past couple years, every player they've tried to put through, it just doesn't seem like it's worked.
Right. I mean, in some ways you give them credit for like zigging where others zag, and that's the kind of thing you have to do in a small market. And they did that to some success, where you point to Jose Ramirez is obviously a great developmental story, but he's also a great example of they could point to for other guys in their system. And with that, you get a guy like Stephen Kwan who makes great swing decisions and, you know, gets the bat to the ball. But they've gone a little too far with that style and just not having much thump in their system. So, I mean, you got to have power, man. You got to have power to advance. And I know they had more power in their lineup last year, and look what they did. You know, they were able to get to game five of the ALCS with just a modicum of power. So just imagine if they, you know, had like league average or so, would be monumental for this franchise. So I don't know. They got to, I feel like we've been saying it for years, where they've got to rethink, you know, how they approach drafting and development. Now, they do have a fair number of interesting position players in their system. I know fans are clamoring to see them right now. To see at least one of them right now would be incredible. I think it's worth a shot at this point. But so, you know, maybe the tide will turn as those guys mature and the Bizanas of the world. but and the latter, of course. But still, I mean, by and large, they have had way more success on the pitching front than on the hitting front. And I think at a certain point, you got to, you know, reinvent the way you, whether it's personnel or what, but something's got to change if you're going to have, they've had sustained success, but if you're going to take that next step and really be a legitimate threat to win a World Series, I mean, you got to have more power than what they've produced.
Anthony, are we at a point where it makes sense to potentially shop Stephen Kwan?
I don't think so. There is an argument to take advantage of this market, which is there's a lot of contending teams. There's kind of a middling, the guys who are pending free agents on bad teams, and there's just not a lot to work with. And I do think the Guardians, barring some major surge, which their schedule does lighten up, so there is that possibility, I guess. But, I think what you see is what you get. I mean, it doesn't look like a team that's built to win a championship. So there is an argument to take advantage of that market. I don't think you do it to that degree. But I do think Emmanuel Clase, I would take a good hard look at that. He's signed through next year, I believe. There are, team options attached to that. Relief pitching, always an elite reliever like that, even in the midst of, he's had severe regression statistically this season. We know that, but I think he still has a lot of trade value. So I would be keen on exploring that. That would not be the case with Stephen Kwan for me. And I'd be surprised if it was the case for them too.
Can you ballpark what a Stephen Kwan trade would look like? What a net return would be for someone like Kwan? That it doesn't hit for a bunch of power, obviously, but he does a lot of, he's a throwback player in many ways.
Yeah. And you got him, you got him cheap for the next several seasons. You got him cheap through 2027. To me, that's, you better get, I'm thinking at least two top 100 prospects, in a deal, and maybe like a four player trade built around two top 100 prospect type of thing. You got to think about what that signals. If you're the Guardians and you do that deal, I mean, you're in rebuild territory clearly at that point. And they've been very reluctant to be that, to do that and to rip off that Band-Aid and to announce to their fans that, hey, we're going to stink for 3-4 years, but hang with us, because they know that that's precarious with the fan base. But unfortunately, I think they've, built some ill will here with the fan base with the way things have played out in the last 6, 7, 8 months, where, they had strong support last year. They had their highest attendance since 2008. Fans tune in, fans come out to the games. You go on this run to the ALCS, and it's just such a buzzkill where you don't make an active effort to build on that. It was more like, they made rebuildy type moves, trading away an entire right-hand side of their infield. And you could debate the merits of each of those trades individually, but that's what they did. They traded away the right-hand side of the infield of a team that went to the ALCS, and what they brought back has not netted them much. And it was obviously, they subtracted a lot of power and they didn't have much to begin with. And so here we are, and you can understand why the fan base is frustrated, because they held up their end of the bargain last year and the organization did not.
Anthony Castrovince on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Obviously, we got a lot of ways to go with this, but if the Guardians were to put Emmanuel Clase on the open market...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good. What teams do you think are would make most sense for him, and what do you think is a fair price for him, given that he's an elite closer in the prime of his career with, I think, three more years of control after this?
Yeah, the years of control really, affect the equation there. I'm trying to remember, like, last year, Tanner Scott was a big one who moved.
I think it's like 4 years, $72 million. Oh, you're talking about
trade. No, I'm not talking about the trade deadline. Yeah, where, you know, he was like the darling of the deadline from a release standpoint, but he was a rental. The Marlins got back a nice package for him. But I think for Class A, I mean, I go back to what I said about Kwan. Like, I mean, you might be talking like a couple top 100 prospect type of trade, which that I'd be more inclined to do just because relievers to me are so fungible. Like, I love Class A. I mean, I think he's had a great career. He's had an incredible career, but you know, you're always one foot out the door. I think when you're a small market team, and a not very good team this year, yes, it's nice to have an elite bullpen. It's nice to have an elite closer, but it's kind of a luxury they might not be able to afford if this is the payroll they're going to maintain, et cetera. I would be inclined to explore what would probably be a lot of aggression in the market for someone like that. Which teams would be a fit? Name one. You know, there is severe bullpen issues around Major League Baseball this year. A lot of the top guys got worn out last year. I think it's rearing its ugly head this season, and you could see it more down the stretch. There's not a contender in baseball that couldn't use some kind of help back there. And perhaps be, you know, willing to part with some nice pieces to make it happen. So, I just think that, you know, the way things have trended are awful for them, but at least it's provided some clarity, you know, and there's a lot of teams out there who don't have clarity right now. But I think what you have in Cleveland is some clarity that, hey, this is really, the worst case scenario has played out, you know, right down to losing a pitcher to a gambling investigation. Like, the worst case scenario has played out. So let's make the best of a bad situation. Let's be advantageous in what is clearly a seller's market.
Do you feel like after they trade Santana, let's say, and maybe they trade Lane Thomas and somebody else, do you feel like that's when we'll see the young guys come up? Or is there a different reason why we haven't seen Kafis, DeLauder, and Brito?
You know, Kafis banged up. DeLauder, they had a run of lefties, which I would have to hope that played into the consideration of him not being it. I'm still shocked. He, this is what they've been riding with. I mean, this offense is a really tough watch. They got through Scooble yesterday, so I would think you see DeLauder any minute now. I would think, but you know, that's just me speculating. But I'm surprised he got up already. I do understand, like, you know, they wanted to get him to a point where, he could build up some bulk in terms of his games played. And I'm sure they want to be careful with him, protect, you know, put him in a good situation when he does come up to get off a strong start. And you don't do that by, I know people were upset yesterday when Will Wilson gets the call up, but it's like, you're going to send DeLauder up there against Scooble for his major league debut. That's a tough matchup for anybody, particularly someone making their debut. So, I'd be really surprised if we go much longer without seeing him, because what more does he have to prove in terms of just capability of contributing to this particular team? I get that you don't want to have a guy feel like he has the weight of the world on his shoulders, but I don't know if you can feel that anymore in Cleveland. They've played themselves almost out of contention. They are still loosely in contention, but they're seven games out of a wild card spot, so he shouldn't have to feel that way. It should just be more, you know, they need to nip this in the bud and put a stop to this, you know, prolonged offensive funk and get some kind of upside in this lineup, and he could provide that.
Anthony, is this a one-off, or do you think that this is going to be where they are for the next, maybe two seasons or more?
I don't know. I can never figure this club out. The problem is, I don't think they can either. They don't seem to have a good sense of their timeline at a particular moment. You know, we keep hearing about what a young team it is, but it's young by choice. It's been young for several years now, and they didn't expect to contend in 2022, and lo and behold, they did. They didn't expect to contend last year. Lo and behold, they got to the ALCS. So, you know, it's so hard with young players to know what the timeline is, and they keep rolling out predominantly young lineups, predominantly young teams, and you get a lot of, you know, variations in performance with that. So, you know, like I said, take advantage of this trade deadline, you know, get hopefully some near-term help and, you know, maybe make a better effort in the offseason, because like I said, they do have some nice pieces, you know, they do have some good young pitching. They do have some good young position players who are in the near future, and things could look a lot different very quickly, because we've seen that in Cleveland already in the last few years. I mean, we didn't go into 2022 thinking that that young lineup was ready to do anything, and lo and behold, it ran away with the division. So, and then last year, you know, after a season of setbacks, you know, last year they take that step forward again, and here's another step back. You can only play that game so long with Jose Ramirez, and we talked about Stephen Kwan, and, you know, it sounds like a lot of long-term control, but it's not in baseball. It goes very quick. And Jose Ramirez, his mid-30s could hit very quickly and hit hard, as they do for many players, particularly infielders. But still, I mean, there is a window, there is an avenue to them being good again next year. It's just that you have to make a more earnest effort in the offseason, and you have to hit on these position players in the system.
Anthony, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. And I'm sure we'll catch up again, and hopefully it will be on the other side of rock bottom instead of the elongated part of it.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me.
Anthony Castrovince there, MLB.com, MLB Network on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say about the Guardians and the path forward and the Peterlin Pass in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.